It is a this portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN, and it's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. We're joined today by Jess Harweger again, breast health nurse navigator at FHN. Hey, Jess, good morning again. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Well, we talk every October because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Explain why breast health is such an important topic.
Sure. Here in the United States, breast cancer will affect about 1 out of every 8 women. Early detection is one of those key words we often hear along with breast cancer awareness. When breast cancer is detected early and in a localized stage, the 5-year survival rate is about 99%. So along with early detection, we think not just mammography, but self-breast exams and clinical breast exams as well.
Jess, what kind of tests are done at the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center?
Our screening mammograms that we do here at FHN are done with digital breast tomosynthesis, or 3D technology, as people may have heard. We also offer breast ultrasound, and the Women's Diagnostic Center also performs breast MRI, bone density, and we are able to offer genetic testing to our high-risk patients as well.
All right, and to clear up this one, it's been a kind of a moving target, I think, is how early and how often should women have a mammogram?
This is a good one. Mammograms are recommended for women annually starting at age 40. I know there are varying recommendations out there, but that recommendation to start annually, start every year at age 40 is optimal in the early detection of breast cancer.
What about the concern out there about the radiation exposure that you receive when you're having your regular mammogram?
Well, modern mammograms, they use a very small amount of radiation. At low levels, exposure to radiation really shouldn't be a concern. As an average person in America, we are exposed to radiation every day from our environments, radon in the air, cosmic rays from outer space. All that together is, they call it background radiation. So to kind of put the mammogram in perspective there, the amount of radiation you would receive in a mammogram is equal to what the average American is exposed to in about 7 weeks from that background radiation.
And what about breast MRI? Tell us about that and describe what it is.
Sure. The MRI scanner uses strong magnetic fields and computer-generated radio waves to create detailed images of the breast tissue. There's no radiation exposure in an MRI, but it can be utilized in a screening capacity for patients with dense breasts who are at an increased risk of breast cancer. We also can use MRI to further evaluate findings from mammograms or ultrasounds. I know I mentioned that it doesn't have radiation, but it can't be used alone. An MRI would go along with a mammogram.
What about a genetic testing? When is that recommended, Jess?
If a patient has a strong family history of breast cancer, we can use genetic testing to confirm if that's that strong history is linked to a genetic mutation. So at that time, it would be recommended to patients.
And what about the other issues in terms of I understand that breast cancer is not just a female issue. Tell us about that.
Correct. Males can get breast cancer. I don't remember the statistics, Scott, about male breast cancer, but males can get breast cancer. There isn't actually a recommendation for men to screen for breast cancer, more so when they would have like a lump or a pain or something. We can evaluate breast tissue in males as well.
All right. And in terms of making appointment for a mammogram at FHN, how would folks do that?
Anyone can call and make an appointment with our central scheduling team. That number is 599-6860, 815, of course. Anyone can just call, schedule a screening mammogram. You don't have to have an order from your doctor for that screening appointment.
All right. And I understand that women rescheduling mammograms during this month because it's Breast Month Awareness Month here, October. There's a special gift as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we like to do a small giveaway every October to kind of celebrate, draw attention to breast cancer awareness. This year we have a small lotion and nail file to give to each of our patients getting a mammogram in October.
All right, and how can folks find out more than what we talked about today, Jess?
At FHN.org, specifically under Find a Service, Women's Health, and then the Women's Diagnostic Center. There's a lot of great information there regarding our breast imaging at FHN.
All right. Great to talk to you again, Jess. Thanks. Great information, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Jess Harweger, breast health nurse navigator at FHN. Preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. This is The Morning Mess.